This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Robert Smith. In a few minutes, three sons search for their father, who disappeared 65 years ago. They might have finally found the submarine he once commanded.
But first to Germany, where three men have been arrested on suspicions of plotting bomb attacks on the Frankfurt International Airport, a military airbase, and other locations Americans are known to frequent. Officials said the suspects, all Muslims, had trained at camps in Pakistan, run by a group called the Islamic Jihad Union. Recently, the three got a hold of 1,500 pounds of hydrogen peroxide, which can be mixed to produce a powerful bomb. With me now is Jonathan Lawrence, assistant political science professor at Boston College and a consultant for the International Crisis Group. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What can you tell us about these three suspects?
Well, what we know so far is that two of them are converts to Islam, so native Germans, so to speak, and that the third is a probably German-born Turkish national, all of whom have connections to the town of Neu-Ulm or Ulm in the south of Germany, but that they were arrested in the vacation home they had rented to allegedly store these materials in western Germany.
And they were apparently training with a group called the Islamic Jihad Union. What's known about that group?
It's known that it has an Uzbeki connection. There was a group with this title that took credit for a series of attacks in 2004 against U.S. and Israeli targets, probably in retaliation for the basing rights that country's government had given the United States in its leading role in the war in Afghanistan.
How common are converts to Islam in Germany today?
The precise numbers are unknown. Germany does not keep statistics on members of religious communities, but the interior minister in Germany has, for the last, I'd say, 9 or 10 months, been repeating in speeches and press conferences that there is a threat of Islamic extremism coming from the milieu of converts in particular. I think he started to insist upon this right around the time when one of these fellows who was arrested came into the sights of German security authorities last fall. This isn't the first time that German converts have been arrested for terrorist activities. There was one man who was arrested in connection with the Tunisia synagogue bombing in 2002, another man who was jailed by the Israelis, another German convert to Islam, for having helped Hezbollah prepare a suicide attack.
As you mentioned, we're not entirely certain what was going on with these three suspects, but allegedly they were planning to attack discos, pubs, places where Americans could be found. Why this focus specifically on Americans?
Well, I think it's in large part because of the military bases that the United States does still maintain in Germany. And it is known, of course, that the base in question, Ramstein, is used to transport material and soldiers back and forth to our two main war theaters. So the United States' interests in Germany are very clearly connected to our so-called war on terror, and as such make a good target for Islamic extremists.
And in terms of the timing of this, the German parliament will be deciding over the next few weeks whether or not to keep troops in Afghanistan. Do you think that plays any role?
Undoubtedly, and this is where you have to look at the Uzbeki connection. The German parliament has consistently voted in favor of renewing its commitment to keeping troops in Afghanistan. That has been a point of pride for the last two governments. I think this drives home the point that there are those who will vehemently object to any German involvement in United States-led war on terror. However, I think that the resolve of the authorities will likely be hardened so as not to be seen to be giving in to any kind of blackmail.
Jonathan Lawrence of Boston College, thank you so much.
Thank you.